What's up, good people, and welcome to another episode of Keep It Thorough. We give you the real behind business, health, money, and self-development, and introduce engaging concepts to help you perform better in all areas of life. I'm your host, Cedric Lavelle, joined by my counterpart, E-Double.
I always get a sound effect. I appreciate you, my brethren.
You got it, man. It's hey, we make sure it's live.
We back in Charlotte again this week, episode 85, and we're going to be dropping some business gems, benefits of finding untapped opportunity. And real good episode, man, and I think this is important for most businesses to sustain. You got to continue to find untapped potential to, you know, keep you moving and growing and all those good things. And absolutely, as always, like we say every week, be sure to follow us on all the social media platforms. And be sure to check out the kit that corresponds to this episode. As we say every single week, there's a kit that corresponds to every episode. We put a lot of time and effort and energy and love and all that good stuff into them kits. So be sure
you had to make that face when you said love and love and love.
I was freestyling, bro. It was like a rap. Love. You know what I mean? You just got the natural emotion. You feel me?
But
real talk though. So check us out at keepitthorough.com/kits. And all of them beautiful kits is up there for y'all to check out. So without further ado, let's kick this thing off.
Let's get it. Let's make something happen. Keeping it thorough. Business gems. Like E was just saying, it's always good when you can find those untapped opportunities when it comes to business. And when you think about business gems, what I think about is like a diamond, right? And finding a diamond in the rough. And when you think about what that expression mean, it refers to basically just discovering something or someone of great value or potential, or identifying a thing that might not initially. Initially appear impressive or valuable, but over time transforms into something great. And when you think about it from a business aspect, a lot of times in business, opportunities can be missed because something may not look appealing. It may not have the initial appearance of something being profitable or having potential or having opportunity. But when you think about a diamond in the rough, right, it's one of those things where you discover or identify something that someone missed, they skipped over. And so from a business aspect, whether it's an industry, a prospect, a product, a market, some services, whatever the case may be, a lot of times people can miss those opportunities of finding that, you know, that unique strategy or that differentiator when it comes to business or that opportunity to scale and to grow at a rapid pace because they overlook something, right? And so you definitely want to just be mindful when it comes to building your business and when it comes to scaling your business and when it comes to really positioning your business in the market. You want to find those gems. You want to find those opportunities where, you know, people aren't looking and people aren't really in those spaces. And you can capitalize on that by identifying it and seeing how you can implement that within your business strategy.
For sure, man. And so you just kind of talked about the groundwork, right? And then obviously the episode is about finding those business gems. And when you talk about that, you're essentially just uncovering hidden potential. And that can show face in a bunch of different ways. But when recognizing or harnessing hidden potential, it can take your business to new levels. And that can be something as simple as just like improving efficiencies. Like me and Sid talked about this on the we did an episode on setting up like marketing campaigns and sales funnels and things for like Facebook ads and all that good stuff. But by analyzing your data and, you know, doing the research, you can find, you know, certain customer trends and like what your customers are leaning towards. Right. Or like certain language that you use that your customers like. But doing all of those little things you know, can help you tap into that hidden potential. And at a professional level, when tapping into new markets or finding unconventional talent or incorporating innovative ideas or just improving underperforming products or services, you can do things like increase your profitability. You can accelerate your expansion. And then it'll introduce you to just, you know what I mean, a countless number of different business opportunities. And then I mentioned something about like unconventional talent. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs are in kind of like a unique space to do that, right? Because, and I'll use us as an example. When I talk about said, right, to other business partners or, you know, just any other business professionals, and I recommend his services, it's not because he's just my friend. You know what I'm saying? It's because he's the best one I personally know at what he does, right? And I don't think said is your conventional talent, right? Like, I don't think somebody would just see said walking down the street and be like, oh, this dude's a brand guru. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can, you know, take an idea and create you a whole business identity, including slogans, names, you know, market demographics, you know, can write up your ad copy or your copy for your website and, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? I don't think people will look at said and just know you can do that, right?
That's a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff, right? But, yeah. But, you know, like I say, entrepreneurs, I feel like are in a unique situation where they can really tap into that unconventional talent, you know, because you may have friends or you may be that unconventional talent, you know, yeah, where you can, you know, leverage that. But as an entrepreneur or a business professional, you continually focus on what something can be as opposed to what it currently is, right? And that gives you the advantage to stay ahead. So you can't look, don't build your bit. So when you first, you know, write your blueprint or your business plan or whatever the case it may be, and now you build it to that point, don't look at it as if you're done and it's like it's a complete process. You got to continue to evolve, right? So look at it for what it is and appreciate it, but then continue to find ways to fine tune and ways you can take it to the next level.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, by leading by example and kind of having that mindset, you're expressing the importance of a discovery and like that type of culture in the business, whether you're self-employed or a business professional at an organization, is contagious, right? And will help you, you know, build a team that can solve those complex problems and, you know, tap into that untapped potential and take your business to a new level.
That's big, bro. That's big. And that helps. That helps in so many different shapes and forms and fashions for all businesses. And what's important when it comes to just getting to that untapped potential is really identifying, I guess you could say, some of like the core aspects of what it is to, you know, finding those areas or those industries or those markets where people aren't really going, right? And what does that specifically look like and how does it benefit you, right? And what are some of the things that you can do to even get into a position where you're searching in the right way and doing the right things? But one thing that you can focus on when it comes to the benefits of finding untapped opportunities, it's an evolutionary progress, right? You're continuously moving towards something, and it drives the progress within any field or industry. So wherever you're operating, wherever you're doing business, you're wanting to continuously foster evolution. That gives you that ability to do things that are cutting edge. That gives you that opportunity to stay innovative. You're basically, you know, going into those uncharted territories of business and really just challenging assumptions, right? Yeah, and when you're challenging
that growth mindset, not scared, yeah, to make absolutely mistakes.
You have to do that. And when you begin to challenge those assumptions and break away from the traditional molds and create innovative solutions, you can emerge within that market as the dominant player, right? And you don't have to really look at yourself as like a small company. No matter how many people are on your team, your impact can be significant. And that really goes a long way to creating a very sustainable company. The size of the
organization ain't based on how many people work there.
Yeah. It's about the impact.
Yeah. So
the significance of the impact.
Yeah. So you can
have, you know what I'm saying,
a team of five and be producing way more impact than somebody, a company of 1,000, you know?
That's it, bro. And especially if you're leveraging AI, artificial intelligence.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're not, you need to start today.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get into an episode on that as well, too.
Yeah, because we need to do a follow-up, because we did a ChatGPT, but we was ahead of the, super ahead of the game. People weren't even talking about it then.
We didn't kind of advance in our process, you know what I'm saying? But that's going to be a conversation that we do for a later day, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those untapped business gems or whatever. But in addition to that, you definitely want to also just address unmet needs. So with untapped opportunities, often they lie in unmet needs and underserved. Man, I can't even talk today. Underserved.
It happens to the best of markets. Us,
it does happen to the best of us, right? But underserved markets, right? And when you're addressing those unmet needs, that allows you to create a customer base of people that you didn't even know that you had access to, right? And when you have access,
a lot of other people overlooked, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people overlook. You know what I'm saying? And when you get into that position where you have those customers that you're tapping into, that market that you're tapping into, that creates so many different things, right? So that gives you a competitive advantage. That gives you the opportunity to create brand loyalty. That gives you the opportunity to have differentiation. That gives you the opportunity to have lifelong customers, because they know that every time they need something, you're going to deliver, right? And if you're addressing those unmet needs and those underserved areas, that's how you make game-changing plays when it comes to the business world. And then the last thing is just it nurtures sustainable growth. And that's one of the core things as well, too, like we've been talking about. You want to continuously grow. You never want to get stagnant. You never want to get stuck in the same space, but you always want to continue to grow. You always want to continue to discover. You want to always be able to find new ways to use technology, AI, you know, all these different things that you see from Microsoft and all these other companies that are coming out with things. You want to be able to access those things, and that's going to allow you to continue to grow and continue to benefit long term.
Hey, in the cloud space, we talk about scaling. You know, we didn't have this conversation.
But, scaling.
Yeah, but you can either scale out or you can scale up. And in some situations, you may need to do both. And basically what that is when you scale up, you're adding more horsepower. So the way I can relate that back to business and an entrepreneur is, to scale up in a business, you don't necessarily need to add additional headcount. You just need to improve your efficiencies, right?
Yeah.
So where are you lacking in efficiency, right? And then that can help you increase profits and profit margins and all those type of things. Or you can scale out, you know, both are growing. And when you do that, you're opening up new locations. And then you're growing that way, right? So you can scale up or scale out. So it doesn't, so when we talk about growing, we don't necessarily mean growing in terms of the size of your business, which is quote unquote scaling out. You can also be scaling up, right? Which is, you know, just improving efficiencies and, you know, really tapping into the full potential of your business and maximizing its potential.
Yeah.
But so continuing on with the gym analogy, right? We dropping some jewels today.
Mm-hmm. Big jewel. Hold up. That doesn't sound right. Never mind.
What, big jewel? Oh, this guy here. So keeping up with the gym analogy, right? Seeking business opportunities is similar to mining for diamonds.
Yeah.
Okay. So both require keen observation. So you got to be locked in, strategic thinking, and perseverance. And we've been using the word perseverance a lot lately.
Perseverance and resilience.
Yeah, and resilience, which is very important, because it's really the art of the bounce back. Like if you can't bounce back from a hard time or a difficult situation or a task or something like that, then it's going to be very, very hard to move forward, you know, because you're going to fail. You're probably going to fail more times than you succeed initially. And then along the way, you probably, you know, the wins start to kind of add up, but you still going to have some fails. And some of them fails are going to be real big ones, but you got to learn how to bounce back, you know? But yeah, so they both require keen observation, strategic thinking, and perseverance in a way like a miner is going to meticulously sift through the layers of the earth, right? Or the dirt to find the diamonds. An entrepreneur is going to meticulously analyze the market landscapes, the consumer needs, the industry trends to find, you know, new business prospects or leads or opportunities, right? So they both require, finding something valuable and rewarding through dedicated effort, you know? Yeah. So that's really the point of that comparison. They just both require a whole lot of dedication and hard work, to get to that prize. So yeah, man, mining for success, man.
And like you said, those parallels between those two, and what I always find interesting with how we do things with our episodes, it's kind of just creating something that visual where it's descriptive and you can kind of visually see, you know, the similarities to how some of the most common things you can experience in other, you know, other acts, whether it's through, you know, mining and business, how that, you know, correlates together, you know, and I feel like when you look at just life and the landscape and things that go on around you, you can see all sorts of different opportunities and things that correlate together to like really help you in describing your direction of life.
I feel like the analogy helps people.
Yeah.
And comparison is how some people understand things. Like I don't know if, and I think I've noticed it, but I seen it on Instagram and never made it come to my mind, but they say sometimes when you're like explaining something to a person, the first thing they do is, oh yeah, I remember when I, and then they give like an example of, you know, similar to what you just said to try to, and they're not doing that to try to make it about themselves. It's more so to try to relate to you, you know, yeah. To try to, you know, understand and, you know, and be there with you. And I feel like analogies and different things are kind of similar in that regard where it like, you may not understand the core theme initially, but with the analogy, it can kind of make it make sense, you know, or just make a complex thing simple, you know, simplify
yep. it. And that's all we try to do with these kids. And so on staying with that, obviously with all of our episodes, we like to give steps. We like to make things tangible and really give you insight on certain actions that you can take in order to get to the end goal, right? And so in this particular case, when it comes to finding those untapped opportunities, one thing that you definitely want to do is just scan for those opportunities. You can't find nothing if you ain't looking, right? And so you definitely want to go and look for those opportunities. Keep your eyes open and see the potential business opportunities that may emerge from the most unexpected corners. You can find opportunity in so many different areas that you never would have expected. But you have to keep your eyes open. You have to keep on searching. You have to also just make certain that you're always in discovery mode. Stay in discovery mode. If you're a business leader, whether you're an entrepreneur or even if you're a business professional and working for a company, stay in discovery mode. Always look for those opportunities to advance, to accelerate, and to enhance, right? The next thing you want to do is just analyze. So always assess your identified diamonds in the rough. If you see something that has some kind of potential, analyze it, assess it, evaluate the potential of it, and based on your business climate, your resources, and your goals, know which direction that you want to go in order to capitalize on that. That's always going to be a benefit for you. The next thing that you also want to do is just plan. Develop a strategic plan and utilize that plan to uncover potential moments that can be most effective for you. You want to plan. You want to put things on paper. You want to put things in a journal. You want to put things in a notebook. But you definitely want to plan. And you want to also be in a position to where when you see something, you act on it. You know what I'm saying? Then the next thing is just implement, right? If you see it, you put it on paper. You know the plans. You know the actions that you want to take. You got to implement it. You got to put it in process. You got to put it in motion. I think a lot of people kind of fall off because they're ideal rich and execution poor. And I say this a lot of times.
It's most people.
You may have a great idea, awesome idea. It makes perfect sense, but you're not executing, right? And so you can have all the ideas in the world, but if you're not executing, if you're not implementing and put it in process and put it in motion, no one's going to know about it, right? So execute. Put that thing in motion. Do what you have to do to get that idea out there. Do what you have to do to capitalize on opportunities and maximize the moment that you're in. And then the last thing would be was just review and refine, right? So regularly analyze your progress and make adjustments as needed to ensure a continual climb towards success. And we talk about this all the time as well, too. You want to be able to pivot, especially in business. Things are going to change. Markets are going to change. Industry needs change. Customer needs change. Products change. Services change. Upgrades, whatever the case may be.
Industry's
everything
change.
Is always continuously and ongoing. You have to be able to adapt. You have to look at your strategy.
Which the crazy thing is the correlation in that, right, is the same way industries, businesses, consumers, technologies, all of those things are continuously evolving and growing and changing. You have to be doing the exact same thing with your business.
Absolutely.
So as that technology changes, if you're using the older technology, you need to upgrade.
Yeah, upgrade.
You got to stick with it. You got to keep moving and growing and adapting and evolving. It's the only way to stay current and to stay relevant.
You got to do that.
But, you know,
and
keep your what is it called? I'm forgetting the word, like that unique thing about your business, like your unique competitive advantage. There's a word. I can't think of the word.
It might come to me. I think I know what you're talking about, but I ain't.
But you got to keep that, right? That unique, you know, thing about you. You know, if you know whatever people love and know you for, don't change that too much. But, you know, evolve and continue to grow.
Absolutely. You got to do that, man, because diamonds are forever.
Hey, to continuing on, right, with the gems. So diamonds are forever. And I'm sure we've all heard that saying. Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. Is that a Kanye song?
That Kanye song.
That's actually what I thought about when I seen that title, Diamonds.
Yeah, Diamonds Are Forever. So just like diamonds, right, a unique business opportunity can offer long-lasting durability and investment value. So, you know, just like the comparison we made with the miners, you know, digging for diamonds and finding those, or the entrepreneur meticulously analyzing the markets and all of those different things and finding potential business prospects or opportunities. Once you're able to find one of those opportunities, it can definitely offer your business long lasting durability and investment value, right? And to create business opportunities that are sustainable, scalable, and secure, it requires constant effort to identify those untapped areas and to leverage those capabilities. And that's essentially what this whole episode is about, right? Finding those areas of opportunity and tapping into them and taking full advantage. And the only way you can do that is by being in discovery mode, like Sed just mentioned, right? And having that constant, it requires that constant effort to be in discovery mode and to be open to opportunities that initially may not look very appealing. Like it may not, you know, look very interesting, but the reality is down the road, that very opportunity could be what takes your business to the next level.
Absolutely.
So you just got to keep your mind open, keep your eyes open. You know, have that growth mindset, be willing to be challenged, be willing to fail. And it's really that simple. And in short, right, never overlook an opportunity just because of how it appears initially. Do your due diligence, you know, do all the groundwork, you know, do your research. If you want to stick with the thing I say all the time, right, I measure risk by lack of knowledge, right? So the more you know about something, the less risky it becomes. So if you're trying to take a new or tap into a new market or release a new product or roll out something new and you just don't feel very confident about it, just ask yourself, you know, create a list. And if it's hard to create a list of 10, create a list of 5. But what are 5 things I need to know about this or 10 things I need to know about this to feel more comfortable? Then write those down. And then once you are able to check off majority of that list, you should feel more comfortable. Right. And it should be less risky.
That's a good strategy.
No, very, very, you know, very good. So with all that said, you got anything you want to add, Sid?
I do not, sir. I think you covered it all, brother.
Hey, well, as always, man, we greatly appreciate y'all. It's Kit Nation, baby.
Kit Nation.
That's what we that's what we're gonna name Kit Nation. I don't even want to say fans, our family, our listeners, our subscribers. So shout out to community. There we go, our community. Yeah. Shout out to Kit Nation though, and we greatly appreciate y'all for tuning in every week, for listening to the podcast on all the platforms, for watching on YouTube. Numbers is going up. We setting milestones, and we definitely breaking them. So
website is going crazy too.
Yeah,
man.
Website's going crazy. We got a new goal there. We're trying to hit. Well, I'll share with y'all. We're trying to hit 1,500 monthly viewers on the website by next month. We're over 1,000, and we've been trending up every month. So. We appreciate the love. We've been getting more sales of the hats. So appreciate the support there. And we like Amazon out here, man. You put an order in, you likely to get your hat in 2 days. So hey, in anywhere
speedy
in
speedy delivery.
The 48 connected states. You feel me? The lower 48, as they say. We're not shipping internationally right now, for several reasons, but if there's enough demand, we will fulfill that need. So with all that said, if you don't do nothing else,
yeah,
keep it thorough.
Keep it thorough.
And we'll holler at y'all next week.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Big time.
Easy money.